From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. A memorial service for the victims of this past weekend's mass shooting is getting underway in Tucson at this hour. President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama among those will be remembering the six people who died and more than a dozen others who were wounded when a gunman opened fire outside a suburban shopping plaza. NPR's Ari Shapiro was traveling with the president.
The memorial service is scheduled to last about an hour at University of Arizona. We're told that there will be an overflow crowd in the football stadium, which can hold up to 14,000 people. The service itself is open to the public, and it includes a Native American blessing, a moment of silence, and then various speakers ranging from the Arizona governor to the attorney general, the Homeland Security secretary, and then concluding with President Obama himself.
NPR's Ari Shapiro. Prior to tonight's event, the president and first lady visited the hospital, where Representative Gabrielle Giffords and a number of others remain hospitalized following the shooting. Among those killed in Saturday's shooting were a federal judge and a 9-year-old girl. Doctors in Tucson say Congresswoman Giffords, who was critically wounded in the shooting, is making a slow and steady recovery. As NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, details of the actions of the shooter, Jared Loeffner, are slowly emerging.
Officials say that on the morning of last Saturday's shooting, Loeffner's car was stopped for running a red light, but he was allowed to go after a warning. The incident apparently happened not long before the grocery mall shooting. At the University Medical Center, Dr. Peter Ree says Giffords' recovery has avoided setbacks.
We have really decreased the amount of sedation that we're giving her, and as a result of that, she's becoming more and more spontaneous all the time.
Dr. Reed declined to take questions or say more. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, Tucson.
We're going to take you live to Tucson, Arizona now here on Minnesota Public Radio News for a memorial service that is just underway. President Obama has arrived in the McHale Center, and we'll hear the Tucson Symphony here now plays Copland as a prelude to Together We Thrive, a memorial service. Live coverage here on Minnesota Public Radio News. It is called The Fanfare for the Common Man, and it was performed by the Tucson Symphony Orchestra as a prelude to a memorial service we're bringing you live tonight from the University of Arizona for the victims of the shootings over the weekend. And we expect now a Native American blessing to be delivered by a member of the University of Arizona faculty, Carlos Gonzalez.
Welcome. Let me start in the traditional way, by introducing myself. I am Carlos Gonzalez, On my mother's side, I am Mexican, a child of descendants of this valley, pioneer family from Mexico that came in the 1800s. On my father's side, I'm Yaqui, refugees from Mexico that escaped the genocide in the Rio Yaqui in the 1800s. We have been here. For myself, I am fifth generation in the valley of Tucson. Now, please understand, I am not a medicine man. I'm really just a family doc. Fortunate enough to teach here at this university, and fortunate enough to learn the sacred ways and the sacred words so that I can share them with you. I have been given permission by my elders to say blessings of this type. Although, to tell the truth, I've never done one with so many people. So, I've also been fortunate to grow up in this great country where a poor barrio kid from the south side of Tucson could get an education at a fine institution like the University of Arizona, and then even better, to come back and teach here and teach students at this institution. So with that, I would like to start the blessing after my brief introduction. I'm sorry, I have to do it the traditional way. It's the way we do it. Now, for those of you that know the traditional blessing way, please feel free to do it. For those of the rest of you, just please stand. So, let me begin. Iton Ta'ache, O Creator, I come to give a blessing at this time of disharmony, at this time of disunity. Please, after hearing my blessing and my prayers, let us work towards harmony, towards wholeness, and balance. Let us begin by honoring the eastern door from where we get visions and guidance. May each of us get the vision and guidance to proceed in a good way. From the southern door, where we get the energies of the family, please let us honor the families of those that have passed on. Let us honor the families of those that are healing, and also let us honor our own families. Let us remain humble, and also use humor when appropriate, for humor is healing and can help people. From the western door, please let us honor the sacred ways and our sacred ancestors, for without them we would not be here. O Creator, that is the door through which those that have passed on have walked to the next world. Let us honor them as they passed on. Let us also look within ourselves to see how we can improve and be better human beings. From the northern door, where we receive challenges and the strength to meet those challenges, let us all receive strength to meet the challenges that face our great country. Please give us that strength as we proceed. From Father Sky, where we get the masculine energy, the energy to be responsible, to be respectful, and to protect those that need protection. Give us that good energy. From Mother Earth, where we get the feminine energy, give us that energy to nurture and care for those that need it, and also to help those that ask for our help. O Creator, may the two energies, the masculine energy and the feminine energy, come together in our center where the Creator exists. For each of us has a piece of the Creator. Iton Ta'achi, please, you have given us each a gift. May we use these gifts to help our fellow human beings. O Creator, let us bless the families of those that have lost their loved ones. Let us bless the family of those that are healing. Let us bless those people that are here today. Let us bless those that are outside in Greater Tucson, in Arizona, and in our country. Let us bless them so that they too can heal from this tragedy that has occurred. O Creator, if I may, my son's in Afghanistan. A little blessing to him too. O Creator, let us not forget our fellow creatures, those that stand, those that blow in the wind, those that are tall and stately, those that crawl on the earth, those that slither on the earth, those that live under the earth. Let us remember and bless the winged ones, those that swim in the waters, the four-leggeds, and also our brothers, the two-leggeds, that walk throughout this world. May we all come together at this time, and may the words that people hear here sink in to their hearts so that they too can heal, so that they too can feel better. O Creator, I ask this humbly. I ask this so that we all can once again achieve harmony and balance in our lives. O Creator, welcome. We welcome those people that come to our beloved city here, our beloved city of Chukchon, or Tucson, as it's known. Welcome here, and please bless each and every one here. And with that, I would like to end my blessing to all my relations. Yahweh.
Dr. Carlos Gonzalez, member of the University of Arizona faculty, with a blessing, a Native American blessing, as we bring you live coverage of memorial service from Tucson, and now our national anthem is scheduled next to be sung. But first, it looks like the University of Arizona president will speak. His name is Robert N. Shelton.
Good evening. On behalf of the faculty, the staff, and the students of the University of Arizona here in Tucson, Arizona, I am privileged to welcome you to Together We Thrive, Tucson and America. Our thanks to Dr. Carlos Gonzalez, a member of the Pascua-Yaqui Nation, for offering tonight's blessing. We shall now be led in the national anthem by the Tucson Symphony Orchestra, conducted by George Hansen and sung by Dennis Tamblyn, a doctoral student in music here at the University of Arizona.
Thank you.
A performance of our national anthem by Dennis Tamblyn at the University of Arizona as we bring you continuing live coverage of a memorial service from the University of Arizona. Once again, the President, Robert N. Shelton of the University of Arizona.
Tonight, we have gathered here as a community to mourn a tragic and senseless loss. We are here to try, in a small way, to bring comfort to those whose lives have been forever changed by an act so heinous that it is simply impossible to comprehend. No one who lives here was untouched by the events of last Saturday. Over the past few days, I've repeatedly heard people ask, how could such a thing have happened? And how could it have happened here, in our town, and to people so loved and so admired? One of the characteristics that has always struck me about Tucson's uniqueness is how such a vast metropolitan area of more than 1 million people can function so much like a small college town. It is, in the truest and best sense of the word, a community where people know each other and care about each other. The University of Arizona sits in the middle of that community, both literally and figuratively. By hosting this ceremony, we hope that we can begin the process of healing. Tonight, we have a chance to pray for those who were wounded, to remember those who were lost, and to reaffirm our commitment to each other. Representative Gabrielle Giffords is a good friend of mine, as she is of almost everyone in this community. This attack on her and on her constituents, our neighbors, our friends, has changed us all. The question we have to answer is whether that change will make us angry and afraid, or whether it will inspire us to commit to building a more sensible and caring world. Tucson is a city that is unique for its diversity and its passion. That so many of you would come out tonight speaks to our unity of spirit and our desire to stand by our friends and our neighbors in this time of great need. Our society has many serious challenges, but fortunately we have great leadership to help us through these difficult times. Many of those leaders are here with us tonight to offer their support to the families and friends so tragically affected by the events of last Saturday. Among the many heroes this week was one of our students, Daniel Hernandez Jr.,
Standing ovation is for Daniel Hernandez, an intern in Congresswoman Gifford's office who was at her side at the time of the shooting on Saturday. He's seated next to President Obama, between President Obama and former Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, right in the front row of the memorial service.
Daniel showed extraordinary poise at a most difficult moment. As you have seen, he is here tonight with the president of the Associated Students of the University of Arizona. Please welcome ASUA President Emily Fritzi and Daniel Hernandez, Jr.
Good evening. I would like to start by expressing my sincere gratitude to our guests and to everyone in the Tucson and university community for coming tonight to show your support for the families and friends affected by the heartbreaking events of this weekend. As a student and a young member of this city, it is uplifting to see everyone tonight and to witness the outpouring of support from all of you. I think it is important to take a moment and recognize that the victims on Saturday were attending Congresswoman Gabby Gifford's event in order to participate in the democratic process. It is this process which Gabby loves so dearly and has spent the better part of her life serving. Like many students at the University of Arizona and other young people, I have had the opportunity to interact with Gabby and her staff as an intern, and to gain a sense of appreciation and inspiration for public service in its most genuine form. From my experience, I believe that one of the things Gabby would want us to take away from Saturday is that we need to continue to be devoted public servants and citizens. On Saturday, violence reared its ugly head to silence our voice in government, but we know our community will not be silenced and our representative will not be silenced. One of the most impressive examples of this spirit is my friend standing next to me, Daniel Hernandez. Many of you have heard his story as someone who displayed courage and heroism in the face of danger. As someone who knew Daniel before he has been called a hero, as a friend, one who has stayed up late with me many long nights of work and brought me many cups of coffee, I was not surprised to hear of his actions and selfless courage. To me, Daniel exemplifies the spirit of youth and an individual committed to his friends, community, and greater humanity. Yet Daniel is only a representation of many that stepped up and took action. Those individuals are a symbol of the character found throughout this community, that in all of us is the potential to act with kindness and to rise up when we have been called to do so. It is with great honor that I introduce to you my fellow student and dear friend, Daniel Hernandez, to say a few words.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'd like to start off by thanking Emily, but I also want to start off with a few words, the first of which is E Pluribus Unum. Never have those words ever been truer than they are today. Out of many, one thing that we have learned from this great tragedy is we have come together. On Saturday, we all became Tucsonans. On Saturday, we all became Arizonans. And above all, we all became Americans. Despite the horrific actions that were taken on Saturday, where so many were lost, we saw glimmers of hope. These glimmers of hope come from people who are the real heroes. Although I appreciate the sentiment, I must humbly reject the use of the word hero, because I am not one. The people that are the heroes are people like Pam Simon, Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, Gabe Zimmerman, who unfortunately we lost that day, Ron Barber, the first responders, and also people like Dr. Ree, who have done an amazing job at making sure that Gabby is okay, and those who are injured are being treated to the best of our ability. Thank you. We have all come together to realize that what defines us is not the differences. It is that we are all together, we are all a family, we are all Americans. And we must recognize that the real heroes, like I mentioned, are the people who have dedicated their life to public service. Whether it's direct care in nursing, or being a physician, or being a great representative like Congresswoman Giffords, or being a staffer, they are the people who we should be honoring. And they are the people that we need to keep in our thoughts and our prayers. So I thank you for this opportunity, but I say we must reject the title of hero and reserve it for those who deserve it. And those who deserve it are the public servants and the first responders and the people who have made sure that they have dedicated their life to taking care of others. And with that, I thank you all.
Remarks there by Daniel Hernandez, a student at the University of Arizona and an intern with Congresswoman Giffords, who was there on Saturday morning when she was shot there at her side, as we bring you live coverage of a memorial service from the University of Arizona in Tucson. Together, we thrive. Bringing you this live coverage here on Minnesota Public Radio News. We await President Obama's remarks, but now, once again, the president of the University of Arizona, Robert Shelton.
Young students are examples of why I am so proud of this university. They should give all of us a great sense of hope for our future. Thank you, Daniel. Thank you, Emily. I'm now honored to bring to the lectern the leader of our state. She is providing great leadership at a difficult and challenging time. Please welcome to the podium the governor of the state of Arizona, the Honorable Jan Brewer.
Thank you. And thank you, President Shelton. Mr. President, Mrs. Obama, Justice Kennedy, Attorney General Holder, Secretary Napolitano, Minority Leader Pelosi, and my fellow Arizonans, good evening. First, let me say again, thank you, Daniel, for your very uncommon courage that likely saved Gabby Giffords' life. Thank you. Mr. President, on behalf of the people of the state of Arizona, I thank you for coming today to help us with our healing. In the aftermath of Saturday, your words have been a source of comfort and strength to every Arizonan. Your presence today serves us as a reminder that we are not alone in our sorrow. America grieves with us. This great nation stands ready to help our wounded heal, to join our neighbors and our state in mourning a loss beyond measure. There is no way to measure what Tucson and all of Arizona lost this past Saturday, a day that began as a warm Arizona morning. Neighbors were grocery shopping, running errands. They were gathering to meet their congresswoman, to see the Gabby Giffords smile all of us know so well. There's no way to quantify the loss of a fine public servant like United States District Court Judge John Roll. There's no way to measure the deaths of good people, parents, and grandparents like Dorwin Stoddard, Phyllis Chenick, and Dot Morris. Gabe Zimmerman, also killed, was only 30 years old. He was soon to be married, devoted to social work, and a fighter for justice. There is absolutely no measure in the idea that the void someone like Gabe leaves behind. We also lost Christina Taylor Green. Born on another day of unparalleled sadness, September 11, 2001, Christina was only 9 years old. She was a new member of the student council at Mesa Verde Elementary School. She loved ballet, swimming, and baseball. We can never know what Christina might have become. We can't imagine what the families of our six innocent neighbors are feeling. Nor can we know the pain of the wounded, some whom are still struggling for their lives. Saturday's gunfire didn't simply take six lives, injure my friend Gabby Giffords, and injure several others. It pierced our sense of well-being. It raised questions of which we can make no sense, questions begging for answers that will not come anytime soon. I know this, though. Arizona is united in a mission of recovery. This state, bound together by prayer and action and hope and faith, will not be shredded by one madman's act of darkness. We have come to understand, aided by your presence, that we are being lifted up by the thoughts and prayers of others who mourn with us. We will remember how to smile again. I know Arizona. I know its every corner. I know its proud, courageous citizens. We will go forward together, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, devoted to prayer. We will go forward unbending, unbowed. In the words of Abraham Lincoln, it is a way which is plain, peaceful, generous, and just. It is a way which, if followed, the world will forever applaud, and God must forever bless. May God bless all the victims, their families, and those suffering from Saturday's tragedy. May God bless those who serve us in the cause of freedom and injustice. May He bless you and your families in our great state of Arizona. And may God always bless and protect the United States of America. Thank you.
That's Arizona Governor Jen Brewer making remarks at a memorial service in Tucson at the University of Arizona and remembering the six people who were killed on Saturday at an event by Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. As we bring you this continuing live coverage of this memorial service from Arizona. Once again, the president of the University of Arizona, Robert Shelton.
To our nation's security is an enormous undertaking. We are safer as a country because we have the right person leading that effort. Please now welcome back to Arizona our former governor and the current Secretary of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano.
Janet Napolitano, the predecessor of Jan Brewer. Actually, Jan Brewer finished out her term when Janet Napolitano was selected by President Obama to be the Director of Homeland Security, former Arizona governor, now making remarks at the memorial service in Tucson. And to bring you this live coverage on Minnesota Public Radio News.
Thank you, Tucson. Thank you, Arizona. I
We know that the violence that occurred Saturday does not represent this community, this state, or this country. At these times, words can fail us. So let us listen instead to the words of the Old Testament. And I will provide a reading now from the book of Isaiah. Comfort, yes, comfort my people, says your God. Speak comfort to Jerusalem and cry out to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough places smooth. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these things, who brings out their hosts by number. He calls them all by name, by the greatness of his might and the strength of his power. Not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my just claim is passed over by my God? Have you not known, have you not heard, the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This is the word of the Lord.
Choosing the words of the prophet Isaiah from the Old Testament, Janet Napolitano, former Arizona governor, secretary of Homeland Security. She read those words at a memorial service in Tucson, which continues now. The moderator is the president of the University of Arizona. His name is Robert Shelton.
I am honored now to introduce the leader of the United States Department of Justice. He is our nation's leading law enforcement official. Please welcome the Attorney General of the United States, Eric Holder. Thank you.
Like Janet, I will read words far beyond any that I might employ. A reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Since we have the same spirit of faith as he had who wrote, I believed, and so I spoke. We too believe, and so we speak, knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and bring us with you into his presence. For it is all for your sake, so that as grace extends to more and more people, it may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. So we do not lose heart, though our outer nature is wasting away. Our inner nature is being renewed every day. For this slight momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, because we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. For we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. This is the Lord's word.
From one of the epistles of St. Paul to the Corinthians, that was Attorney General Eric Holder.